Hi guys, hope you're well. Poor posture is no longer the exception, it is now the norm in society. And if you look around, if you look at pictures, let's say, of your parents or grandparents or great-grandparents, and contrast it with pictures of people today, you'll see just a massive difference in terms of structure. But did you also know that poor posture is a leading cause of back pain? So this is what I do. I give 5 simple steps to all my patients, and I am gonna share these with you today that almost always do the trick. But before I start the video, if you could do us a favor, we're trying to get 20 likes on this video. We really appreciate your help. And if you haven't subscribed, please subscribe down below. Thank you. On with the video. I know it's easy to forget about your posture when you're at work, sitting behind your computer engrossed at work, or sitting behind the wheels of your car. Yet slowly but surely, if you don't take steps to lengthen and strengthen your spine, eventually what happens is your shoulders begin to hunch forward and you become in a more rounded position. And eventually, over time, you develop this complacent pattern and you lose the ability to stand straight and tall again. So when you take on board these tips I'm about to give you, I just want you to remember a few things. Remember that mastery comes through repetition. You remember the movie Karate Kid, wax on, wax off. Another thing is, none of these things are hard. They're very easy to do. They're easy, but they're not simple, okay? And what I mean by that is you have to implement these into your lifestyle and you have to keep at these things, and ultimately they will become second nature for you. Okay, here we go. We're gonna start with the first one. I could talk all day about sitting. I've written a book on sitting. I've done tons of videos and talks on this. In fact, I'm gonna link the sitting video above. But the main thing is, if we have to talk about the elephant in the room with sitting, and if you wanna get just one thing right, get the main thing right, make sure every time you sit, your hips are always above your knees. What this does, it sets your spine back in a natural S curve, and it engages the core muscles. It takes the stress away from your spine and your discs, and puts it back onto these foundation muscles, your core muscles. Sitting is an independent risk factor for not only just poor posture, but back pain as well. So it is imperative that you engage in intermittent movement throughout your day. Make it a point to interrupt your sitting at least every 15 minutes, which equates to 35 times a day. Now remember, these can't all be done at once. They have to be spread throughout the day. And alternatively, if you really want to hit it out of the park, so to speak, you can incorporate my own personal foundational exercises that are in my book. Two things about standing. When you're standing, you always want to make sure your knees are slightly bent. Now, I don't mean walking around like you're a gorilla or something like that. Just bent enough that you feel that your muscles are engaged. And what this does is it puts the stress or load into your hips and your leg muscles and away from your delicate discs and joints of your spine. And so what you're doing is you're trading. Think about your hips as a big tree trunk and your spine as a toothpick. You're putting all that stress right into the tree trunk and keeping it away from your spine. Your spine should be loose and flexible. Your hips should be rock solid, and that should be taking the load. Okay, the other thing is, when you're walking around, make sure your hands are externally rotated. And what this does is open, like palms facing up, what this does, it opens the shoulders up, it squares your shoulders up, and it improves your breathing, and it pulls up on the pelvic floor muscles. Don't worry, nobody's paying attention. Just do it, and over time, you're gonna develop a great pattern. And lastly, if you're looking for my advice on a simple exercise you can do or a simple stretch you can do throughout the day, is a simple yoga posture. Look this one up. It's called the warrior. And a warrior is a really good one because it stretches out the shoulder, it opens up the hip flexors and pulls up on the pelvic floor muscles. And it's a wonderful way to stretch your spine throughout the day. I know these tips will help. They've helped countless of people throughout the years of my practice. The only thing is, you just need to implement them. Keep at them, stick with them. They'll become second nature. I hope you like this video, and we will talk to you real soon. Thank you.